Avery Tuck's two-run home run with two outs in the seventh inning was the difference in the Barry Baycats' 5-3 road win over the Welland Jackfish in Game 1 of their quarterfinal, Thursday night. After Barry's Royce Ando tied the game with an RBI single one batter earlier, Tuck hit a 3-2 pitch over the fence to chase Welland starter Jake Harford, 0-1, who went 6.2 innings and allowed 5 runs on 9 hits with 2 walks and 5 strikeouts. Ando finished with 3 hits and 3 RBI, while Jake Wilson and Tyler Plumpton each had 2 hits and scored. Ryan Reho singled twice. Andrew Greeter, 1-0, earned the win for the Baycats, allowing 3 runs, 2 earned, on 5 hits over 6 innings. He walked 3 and struck out 5. For Welland, Brandon Nicholson, Dane Toftland and Dennis Dae Baining each had 2 hits and combined to score 3 times. Nolan Petipis and Matt Hildebrandt drove in the other Jackfish runs. In other action, the Toronto Maple Leafs wasted little time getting the jump on the Hamilton Cardinals in their first-round series, scoring early and often in a 21-6 win Thursday night at Christie Pitts. The number 2 seed Leafs scored twice in the first inning and put the game away with 9 runs in the second. Meanwhile in Kitchener, the Brantford Red Sox scored 3 times in the 7th to break a 7-7 tie and then hung on for a 10-8 win over the Panthers in Game 1 of its first-round series Thursday night at Jack Couch Park. 2021 playoff schedule, all series are best of 3, Series A, Toronto, 2, versus Hamilton, 7, Toronto leads Series 1-0 Game 1, Toronto 21, Hamilton 6 Game 2. Friday, September 10, at Hamilton, 7:30 p.m. Game 3. Sunday, September 12, at Toronto, 2 p.m., if necessary. Series B, Kitchener, 3, versus Brantford, 6. Brantford leads Series 1-0 Game 1. Brantford 10, Kitchener 8 Game 2. Saturday, September 11, at Brantford, 7:30 p.m. Game 3. Sunday, September 12, at Kitchener, 2 p.m., if necessary. Series C, Welland, 4, versus Barry, 5. Barry leads Series 1-0 Game 1. Barry 5, Welland 3 Game 2. Saturday, September 11, at Barry, 4:05 p.m. Game 3. Sunday, September 12, at Welland, 4:05 p.m., if necessary.